Malloy spoke at a rainy news conference along Interstate 84 in Waterbury and said widening the I-84 corridor there is one of several projects that'll share about $1.8 billion in state and federal transportation funds. Other projects include replacing the Q Bridge in New Haven along I-95, rehabilitating a portion of the Merritt Parkway in Stamford, and making various improvements along I-95 in Norwalk.
If you want infrastructure in Connecticut, you're about to see it under construction.
U.S. Congresswoman Elizabeth Estey of Connecticut says it's crucial that Congress continues to support legislation to fund infrastructure, like the federal highway bill, which is up for reauthorization this fall.
But even before that reauthorization is set for the end of September, the expectation is that the Highway Trust Fund will run out of money. If we don't fix that before then, there's a serious risk that states like Connecticut might have to stop projects that rely in part on federal funds.
Estee is on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and she says she's working to convince other members of Congress to support infrastructure spending. She says historically, infrastructure and transportation issues had bipartisan support. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.